My theme is based on the words in verse 16, which are saying, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. I find these words being a very powerful commitment made by the young widow, Ruth, to another widow, Naomi, who is her mother-in-law. Something supernatural seems to drive Ruth, and it impels her to cling totally and passionately to Naomi, not just as a daughter-in-law. The initial phase of this outstanding relationship begins with a very simple and ordinary action, which is a common gesture among women, especially in Africa. Ruth and her sister-in-law accompany their mother-in-law for a certain distance as she leaves the Moabite country. It is a moment of small talk, in a way, and also a moment of light promises that do not necessarily bind on anyone. It is a time of battling with tears and of laughing at some past amusing experiences of the time when the three were living together under one roof. Now, in the next phase of the growing relationship here, Ruth courageously crosses the threshold of the human emotional curtain of tears, and she dares to express her complete, unconditional, and free commitment to Naomi. She does this in spite of a genuine and encouraging motherly advice from Naomi, who is submerged in grief, which now includes the pain of the obvious parting with her two daughters-in-law. "The hand of Yahweh has been raised against me," she cries out. We find this in verse 13. And then a sudden change occurs, and joy illumines her whole being while listening to Ruth's commitment. Her sadness melts away, and she experiences extreme joy. Holy joy. The saddest moment of parting becomes the glorious moment of merging, the moment of inner truth, the moment of new life, and the moment of new beginning. Well, in actual fact, it is not that joy is taking the place of grief from Naomi, but grief itself is become joy. It's such a great moment, not similar to the joy a mother expresses or experiences at giving birth to a firstborn son. For the widowed Naomi, this particular experience certainly brings back the memory of giving birth to her late son, the husband of Ruth. How wonderful. In most cases, we struggle as people to make sense of our crazy world, to thread our way amidst the confusing claims and counterclaims and our own misgivings. But in it all and out of it all, if we are alert enough and attentive, comes God as a compassionate, friendly savior and interpreter of our confusion, of our pain, and of our grief. God comes as the beginning and the end. The disjointed bits and pieces, the ups and downs, the pain and the joy, the toil and the fun, somehow God touches them all and continues in journeying with us as the unseen presence and the guiding star. Now here we learn that people in misery sometimes simply need that we somehow walk with them for a certain distance in their long and tiring journeys of life, acknowledging their unfortunate situations and listening to their stories while avoiding to offer them false hopes and most of the times improper consolations. we allow them to hear and to feel our genuine inner whisper that says to them, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. Similarly, we too allow ourselves to listen to such unuttered whispers from those trying to walk with us and making an effort to accommodate our own misfortunes, thus making sense out of the harshness of our situations. Such an inner whisper will be meaningful only after walking with the other person for a while and in a certain distance. Otherwise, it just becomes empty words falling on deaf ears and causing pain and more harm than good. The Christian joy does not arise from an ignoring of grief and sadness in the world, but from facing it at its worst and holding on to the hope that at the immediate end or at the long-term end, Jesus Christ, the conqueror of all forms of evil and of death, will cause the sun to rise from within ourselves and the day to dawn, and life here and after will make sense in one joyous shout of praise. Hallelujah.